They walked through the pines, up over a breakwater, and down to the beach. The inland sea was calm. They sat down side by side on the sand, not speaking for a long time, watching the waves rise up like sheets being fluffed into the air, and then, with a faint sound, break apart. Several small islands were visible offshore. Neither of them had been to the sea very often in their lives, and they feasted their eyes on the scene.
"Mr. Hoshino," Nakata said, breaking the silence.
"What is it?"
"The sea is a really nice thing, isn't it?"
"Yeah, it is. Makes you feel calm."
"Why is that?"
"Probably because it's so big, with nothing on it," Hoshino said, pointing.
"You wouldn't feel so calm if there was a 7-Eleven over there, or a Seiyu department store, would you? Or a pachinko place over there, or a Yoshikawa pawn shop? But as far as the eye can see, there's nothing, which is pretty darn nice."
"I suppose you're right," Nakata said, giving it some thought.
"Mr. Hoshino?"
"What's up?"
"I have a question about something else."
"Shoot."
"What's at the bottom of the sea?"
"There's like another world down there. All kinds of fish, shellfish, seaweed and stuff. You never been to an aquarium?"
"No, I've never been. The place where Nakata lived for a long time, Matsumoto, didn't have one of those."
"No, I don't imagine it would," Hoshino said. "A town like that, off in the hills. I guess a mushroom museum or something would be about all you could expect. Anyhow, there's all kinds of stuff at the bottom of the sea. The animals are different to us. They take oxygen from the water and don't need air to breathe. There's some beautiful things down there, some delicious things, plus some dangerous things, and things that would totally freak you out. If you've never seen it, it's hard to explain, but it's completely different to what we're used to. Way down at the bottom, it's dark, and there are some of the grossest creatures you've ever seen. What do you say when all this blows over, we check out an aquarium? They're kind of fun, and I haven't been to one in a long time. I'm sure there's one around here."
"Yes, I'd love to go to a place like that."
"There's something I wanted to ask you."
"Yes?"
"The other day we lifted up that stone and opened the entrance, right?"
"Yes, you and I opened up the entrance. After that, Nakata fell sound asleep."
"What I want to know is, did something take place because the entrance opened up?"
Nakata gave a nod.
"Yes, it did."
"But you still don't know what that is?"
Nakata gave a decisive shake of his head.
"No, Nakata doesn't know yet."
"So maybe it's happening somewhere else, right this minute."
"Yes, I think that's true."